This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That play fake by Brady. Short drop. Throw for Gronkowski. Makes the grab! Across the goal line! Tumbling in for a Patriots touchdown!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots close out the regular season at home against the Buffalo Bills.
Smith has the snap. He's in the pocket. He's pressured to his left. Pulls up, throws downfield towards Antonio Holmes. Ball batted for the key to lead. He's got an interception thanks to Kyle Arrington.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome to the Patriots pregame social presented by Dunkin' Donuts here on Patriots.com. Week number 17. Where did the time go? Final week of the regular season already here. Patriots Bills today.
I like how everybody talks about that. You know, geez, the NFL season just flies by. Not for all of us.
It seems like only yesterday.
Not for that... Scrooge McQuack over there.
Seems like only yesterday I was showing up for the shows in the pregame.
Now
in
that's something that flies by.
Preseason.
Christmas flies by.
Yes.
I love Christmas. And that just is over in a blink.
The day itself really does fly by.
Unbelievable.
Not even the season, but the day itself is very quick.
Yep.
Very quick
and
day.
You got to wait 365. You got to build
up again.
Was
it okay for you, Andy?
It was tremendous.
Oh, good.
How about you?
It was okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
Mark's a little edgy today. We should let anyone know if you call the show, there is a chance he's going to yell at you. He has not been getting a lot of sleep with the new
baby.
Don't
take it personal.
Yes. And has been doing
just
nothing
know it's a possibility.
But bitch since
know
he got here.
That it's a possibility.
So Jeff in Vegas.
That's all I'm saying. Kevin, I'm going to ask you to stop that right now.
Yeah. We don't need
I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to just going to ask you nicely before I just walk out.
And it's not unprecedented. He has indeed walked out before.
I mean, just please, cut me some slack today. I don't need that.
Call the ambulance.
Right. I don't need that.
You don't talk to me, all
right? That's right. I don't need that. That's right. Okay, so here's the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. It's the Patriots pregame social. Webradio at Patriots.com is where you send your emails throughout the course of this show as we get ready for the final regular season game. Paul, what's going on around the rest of the league right now? If the season ended right now, where do the Patriots find themselves seeding-wise?
Well, right now the Patriots are looking at needing to win the game to nail down the first-round bye because Indianapolis and Cincinnati are both winning at the moment. Indianapolis big, Cincinnati by just 1 point. As they look like they're going to have to, the Bengals look like they're going to have to settle for a field goal to take a 10-6 lead. In Miami, in a game that doesn't really have anything to do with the Patriots, the Dolphins are clinging to a 7-0 lead and just had an apparent touchdown taken off the board by a timeout by the Dolphins, evidently as a snap. So the Dolphins are leading 7-0. The Bengals are leading about to be 10-6, short field goal coming up. And the Colts are up 17-3.
We got our own little red zone over here.
It's
like
great.
That Scott guy.
Well, I knew that he could do that.
Well, that's what we're doing. With the,
that was awesome.
The red zone channel is on behind Beatles. So.
All right, Paul. Now, could you clarify all the various playoff scenarios?
Well,
go.
You tell me which one you need, and I'll do my best. And the Bengals did connect on that field goal to take a 10-6 lead.
Thank you very much, Paul.
For the first time all year, this is actually useful, interesting, and relevant.
Yes.
He's done it all year long, but now it's finally useful.
Well, week 17, we're hitting our stride.
Listen, it's always useful. The part that is more relevant today is the fact that instead of just saying, oh, I can't believe he just dropped that, I'm giving you context into what I'm talking about.
Yes. So there is context to it, and there's actual meaning to
it. Pittsburgh's still clinging to playoff hopes. They have a 14-0 lead over the Browns.
Yeah, they need a
lot
of help.
Do you know the last time the Browns won in Pittsburgh, Tim Couch was the quarterback?
What's that, like 2000?
What, did he have an eggnog latte?
I don't know.
Suddenly he's just spewing information, and it's valuable.
I don't know if that's
very unlike Paul.
And I should clarify, I don't know if that's accurate. One of the guys on Red Zone Channel said that.
No, well, it's on Red Zone. It's probably pretty good information.
Big play coming up here for the Carolina Panthers as they're looking to get back in their game against the Falcons. They're down 10-0.
Red zone radio.
Oh, it was their fumble at the end of that
fumble
play.
Fumble there at
not
the
sure
end of that,
that
play. We're not going to talk about today's game today. We're just going to sit here and break down, the red zone.
Well, the Panthers are well on the way to, you know, sort of pissing away a first-round bye because they are in trouble.
So it's bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye to the bye. 855-PATS-500. We've opened up the phone lines for you. Just an observation coming in here today.
Keep that in mind in case we have a disaster strike today. Maybe we'll use that as
bye
cover.
Bye.
Bye, comma, bye.
Bye-bye.
If we would happen to get stunned at home by the Buffalo Bills.
Not going to happen.
No chance.
Be a good one, though.
No chance. I don't mean,
I don't mean
to spoil the next hour and 58 minutes, but I don't believe there's a chance of that happening.
Instead, we'll go with bye and away.
What kind of game do you think the Bills will give them today? Because I don't think the Bills are going to come in here today and just lay down and be terrible.
No.
I think they'll try and play a competitive game.
I do, too.
I think there's a chance that they could be terrible in this game.
See, I think there's always a chance of that when you're talking about the final week of the year and you have a team that doesn't
but
have anything to play for.
All it will take is a modicum of success for the Patriots in the first quarter, and I think there'll be guys making tee times on the sideline immediately.
See, I don't, because I think there's enough young players, and you have a quarterback who's fighting for who knows what. You have a head coach who is a college motivational type guy. I think there's a lot of factors that you could spin. Now, maybe defensively. You know, Mario Williams, Kyle Williams, some of those guys might be mailing it in.
The guys that I would worry about with Buffalo are Spiller and Jackson. And I think if the game gets out of hand, well, not out of hand, but I think if it's like 10-0, I think those two guys are looking at it and saying, you know, I don't want to go into the offseason and have to have surgery. I'm a veteran type guy.
I don't see
guy.
Fred Jackson doing that.
I'm a veteran type guy. I don't want to get hurt here. I'm just going to sort of play it safe and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. That's what I was talking about in terms of I agree with you. Wow, the Jets scored a touchdown with number 91. Is that Richardson? Sheldon Richardson? He just plows ahead to tie the Dolphins game.
Yeah. Rex hasn't learned his thing yet.
Blow out
a guy's
ACL.
Yeah,
so let's see if we can end a guy's Pro Bowl career. And the Panthers get a touchdown.
This is going to be a long show for
defensive
Andy.
Touchdown.
I'm already aggravated.
It's your boy Matty Ice Melt.
Matty Ice just threw a ball right to the Panthers for a touchdown to get them back in the game. 10-7 Atlanta.
All right, so there's
Joe Flacco getting the absolute.
Do not even think of getting a single sentence.
Getting the absolute stuffing knocked out of him.
We're going to derail this entire show just over and over again.
The host came in telling us he's edgy, and Paul just continues to interrupt the host.
Fine, at least he's providing good information.
Well, I gave you the little primer. We'll touch base on that in about a half hour. I will curtail my play-by-play.
Chris Brown of BuffaloBills.com is actually going to join us just about 7 or 8 minutes from now, right around 2:50, and we'll go behind enemy lines with him and get his sense of what kind of game the Bills will give the Patriots today. Are they going to show up for this, or will they be, as Paul said, making some tee times on the sideline?
Certainly defensively, they have the characteristics for an upset. A pass rush, a secondary that has 22 picks.
A lot of sacks over there,
picks.
Paul. A lot of sacks.
I mean, those things.
56.
Just offensively, they're going to try to run the ball, I think, because that's the core of their offense. Number two in the NFL, you got a couple 800-yard backs. But I have no thought of the passing game, even though the Patriots, I do think it's concerning with McCourty out that, you know, you now have this group of safeties who don't play defense. Tavon Wilson doesn't play defense.
I know exactly what you meant, but that was a funny statement.
Right? But I mean, seriously, Nate Ebner doesn't play defense. You don't want Canoris Davis, practice squad call-up, playing defense.
You still have Harmon and Gregory. And
no,
they
I
both
know.
Play defense.
But Gregory has, you know, dealt with a knee injury last week, still has the finger thing, and I just think, and Harmon, okay, he's been okay. Well, is he 60 snaps okay? Is he 65 snaps okay? And they have a couple tight ends that they may try to get the ball to a little bit for Thad Lewis. And I just think it's funny, and the big one is, and I know everybody's excited because he returned an interception for a touchdown last week, but you're in this predicament because you drafted Tavon Wilson in the second round, and he's a special teamer. It's not Nate Ebner's fault. You drafted Nate Ebner to be a special teamer. That's what he was supposed to be. The problem is your second-round pick, who should now be your starting safety, is a special teamer.
Yeah, and I want to just clarify. I don't believe that Buffalo will roll over and die and not show up today. I think they'll play the game. I just feel like the Patriots are, you know, if the Patriots can have a strong first quarter, then they might take away some of the will from Buffalo. And I don't believe that they have any firepower. We talk about the safeties. Andy brought up the safeties. Well, who's going to make that look bad? Thad Lewis is not going to be able to get the ball down the field with any level of consistency. He hasn't been able to do it.
What if they just say F it and go for it?
Even in the games that they've won, he hasn't shown any ability to do that.
They have that speedster? Goodwin?
They do.
Is he hurt or is he playing?
Marquise Goodwin. No, I believe he's playing.
Why not just send him deep and say F it?
Let's try it out. What do we get to lose?
Any quarterback can lob the ball down the field and try to, you know, pick, you know, a big play.
You're right about that, but this guy has not shown the ability to throw the ball with any degree of accuracy. They've won a couple of games that he's played, but it hasn't been based on anything that he's done.
So he's Andy Dalton.
Now, the other stuff that you guys talked about in terms of 56 sacks, I think they're number two in the league in interceptions. Which,
yes, 22.
Which probably goes hand in hand. Some of those throws probably under duress.
Sure.
You know.
You got four guys with eight or more sacks. I think it's seven and a half.
You
now
sack Tom Brady something. Four or five times and maybe force a pick or two, one of which maybe you return for a touchdown, and those are the ingredients of an upset. But if you play a clean game with focus and you're able to put last week's win behind you, something this team, by the way, has not really done very well all season. When they've had really good performances, they haven't really followed those up with crisp performances the following week. So that, to me, would be the – if the Patriots play – up to their capabilities, I don't think Buffalo will be here for four quarters.
Just a little news update. Beyond Kenoris Davis, Justin Green was also promoted to the active roster. And from a little newsy perspective, as we were walking in here, Nate Solder was riding his golf cart into the building and was heady enough to give the PFW boys a nice high wave. So he knows who we are. I don't know if he knows who himself is. But
did he give you any information about his health status?
Nate Solder has never once given anyone any information about anything.
I think a guy like Solder, as Andy would say, not sold.
He's a very nice man, but if you go to him and ask a question expecting to get an answer, you are sorely mistaken. Yeah,
the most controversial thing he ever said was, I had a Northeastern shirt on one day, and it was a red Northeastern shirt with the N on it, and he thought it was Nebraska.
Oh,
and he wanted to fight me.
Oh, and did you explain to him?
You're a Nebraska fan?
Did you explain to him that was not
very,
a Nebraska
fan? Very, very, yeah, I did. But
literally
very nice
this
man.
Year, off the record, I guess I can't really say it.
Well, you can but, now. I mean, you're already
I asked him. You know, because he was on field goal block in one of those games. And I said, have you been doing that a lot? Were you on that last year? I don't know. You don't know whether you were on field goal block last year or not? It's a fact. And I told you, I'm not really looking to, like, write it or make a big deal. I was just wondering. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to check. Maybe he was concussed at that point. Maybe that's the issue there. But he didn't know whether he was on field goal block a year ago. That was his answer. And he pulled a Bill Belichick.
And in all
you know how you ask him in a press conference, like, you know, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah? I don't know, Andy.
I'll have to
really? Who should I ask? Who would know that, Bill?
I don't know.
But the concussion problem for him, you know, four.
Would you sit him out just because?
I would sit him out. In this game, yeah.
Because the next one's, I mean, you got two. If you get a third.
The next one's the last one this year, I think.
Right.
I'm also counting in the fact that they played well without him last week.
Yeah, I'm not counting that at all.
Why not? Last week didn't count.
No. I think they really changed the game plan dramatically last week.
Okay.
They only threw the ball 26 times as opposed to 55 the previous week. I think if they had thrown the ball 55 times, he probably would have gotten sacked four times like he did, you know. He got sacked twice last week. He would have gotten sacked four times if they threw the ball.
But they ran the ball well, and when they ran it to the left side, they ran well, too. I mean, a lot of that has to do with Logan Mankins. I understand that. But still, I thought the offensive line played well last week.
Bills have a pretty good pass rush, too.
Oh, I would be concerned. If we're going to go with the Mankins-Klein line again, I would be concerned because this line challenges you even more so than the other line.
I would agree.
Inside out with Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius.
But this is still the Buffalo Bills at the end of the day in terms of
enough
to win the game.
23rd, I think they are.
Is it enough to win the game? I think it's enough to win the game is what I'm saying.
Well, but I'm not just looking at it enough to win the game.
I think the rest.
I'm looking at it. I don't want Tom Brady taking a single hit today.
Well, that's a good point, too.
You know, this to me is borderline a preseason game, and the highest priority is staying healthy. I have so few playmakers left that I need my playmakers in a couple weeks. Now, I know you need to win. As Paul said, you need to win.
They need to win
this game. So that's why it's not a preseason game.
No, they need to win this game.
But
no question.
The priority of health and stay, you know, I every time I see Brady get hit today, it's a bad thing. And that's a team that can hit
that's
you.
True. That
and every time
point.
I think, you know, even though Josh Klein was okay last week, I still have concerns about that middle of the line, Conley, Wendell, Klein, against a guy like Kyle Williams, against a guy like Marcel Darius. They like to do things in the middle of the field there. That concerns me.
Let's go to the poll center with Darren Hartwell. He's got everything up and running online. What are the questions in the poll center, Darren?
All right.
Tell me about the questions.
We got one
up right,
Better do it quick before he yells at you.
Yeah. Looking back to the first game against the Bills. Since then, what area have the Patriots improved the most? The run game, the pass game, run defense, pass defense, or special teams?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
What area have the Patriots improved most?
Basically this season. Which one have they improved
I'd
the
say
most?
The pass game.
Pass throwing or?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were terrible for about the first 6 weeks of the season. Throwing the ball?
Yeah, I think they're much better moving the football now than they were.
They weren't terrible in that game. That was the game Amendola came back, made some big catches, bouncing off people. I might say the running game.
Yeah, we've gotten a few votes for the running game. Special teams is
just so
the
you know,
right
I would
now.
Go with other. I'm not sure they've gotten all that much better in anything.
Right.
No, I just think Brady's numbers were at the bottom of the league about halfway through the season, and now he's up there with.
Yeah, but no, this was
all the.
I thought you were asking about that game in particular.
No, he's saying guys, over the course of the
over
season.
The course
since
of the season.
That
oh yeah,
game.
The passing game sucked about 6 weeks into the season.
Yeah,
I thought we were going just by that game.
No, I was just
I misunderstood.
Yeah. I think the passing game has improved
the most,
somewhat.
All right, hit up Facebook.com.
I think the running game
most
is
most of those
it is.
Numbers improved because Gronk was there for a while.
Slash
we're now in
New
the
England
post-Gronk
Patriots.
Again.
Facebook.com/New England Patriots.
Don't talk over me. I'm the
Get
host.
Into the poll center.
Do not cry,
answer
baby.
The polls. Get on the poll center and answer those questions. And Darren will keep us updated on what's happening on the Patriots Facebook page. But now it's time to go behind enemy lines.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
We're joined on the Ace Ticket Hotline here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, joined by Chris Brown of BuffaloBills.com. Hello, Chris. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Let's ask you this right off the top. What kind of game do you think Buffalo gives the Patriots today? Are they going to actually give a full effort, or is it tee times being made on the sideline?
Well, I mean, I think their effort's been pretty good, I think, all through the season. I mean, even after they were mathematically eliminated a couple of weeks ago, they played hard for Doug Marone. That really hasn't changed from start to finish this year, and I think it's part of what Marone has tried to instill in this team in terms of changing what has largely been a losing culture in that locker room. I mean, he's preached accountability from day one, not only coaches to players, but players to other players. And while I don't know if it's been completely eradicated from the team, I think it's pretty safe to say that it's certainly on the right track. Obviously, the wins still aren't where they need to be, but signs and the arrow are pointing up right now. So I think they give them a decent game. I mean, they've given them decent games up here. The only time where they fall flat is in the fourth quarter.
When the game's on the line, right?
Yeah, when the game's on the line. That's true. And, I mean, I even looked up the numbers. And it's not just the Bills that the Patriots have done this to. I mean, if you look at their point differential this season in the fourth quarter, I think it's 160-86. So it's almost a 2-1 margin. And since 2001 in the fourth quarter of games, against the Bills, they've outscored them 214-106. So it's almost a mirror image in terms of, you know, being almost a 2-1 ratio there. So they've done it to the Bills as well as anybody else.
Looking at the Bills' offense, obviously you have a couple running backs who are having very good seasons, have, you know, had good games against the Patriots in the past. But coming into this game, I think the question is, can Thad Lewis take advantage of a secondary in New England that's been banged up, that'll be without McCourty today? Do they have the ability to throw the football and make plays through the air against this banged-up defense?
Yeah, I think they do. You know, I don't think the Bills are, you know, sneezing at the Patriots' pass rush. It's respectable. We'll have to see how gimpy Ninkovich is today, you know, because him working opposite Chandler Jones is kind of a decent combo there. It might not be a set-the-world-on-fire combo, but it's an effective one. So that'll bear watching, but Lewis is good at throwing the deep ball, but more inside the numbers than outside. You know, he tried to test the Dolphins secondary early last week. They felt that was something they could take advantage of, but he was a little inaccurate on throws outside the numbers to down the sidelines. He airmailed three or four early in that game, but then when he went in between the numbers, he was a little bit more successful, and I think that's where he makes his money. As a backup quarterback in this league, he's good on the short to intermediate throws over the middle, as well as the deep balls. So hopefully they can, you know, expose the center of the field there. And I think without McCourty in the lineup, that is a plus, knowing they're going to probably have a rookie back there in Armin.
Thad Lewis, the quarterback today, but EJ Manuel, obviously, a lot of, you know, I guess, accolades coming out of college, a lot of attention paid for him. How would you grade his first year now that it's in the books?
Unfortunately, it's probably an incomplete. You know, he's missed six starts now, counting today's game, and he's only had an opportunity, you know, he hasn't really had an opportunity to get some traction to make some genuine progress, because every time he seemed to be flashing some very encouraging potential, that's when he would subsequently have another knee injury and miss some starts. He was just starting to really play well back in week five, then he has a knee injury against Cleveland on a Thursday night, misses the next four games. You know, kind of comes back from that, is playing well, has a monster effort against the Jets in a 37-14 victory, you know, and then he's injured 2 weeks later in another victory over Jacksonville. So I think you got to give him a mark incomplete. I think the most encouraging thing about his game in his rookie season is he's shown an ability to be clutch, and that's something that's been sorely lacking at the quarterback position for the Bills. And whether it was winning with 2 seconds left, throwing a touchdown pass and leading an 80-something yard drive against Carolina back in week two, you know, even against Jacksonville, obviously a lesser opponent, but to go 80 yards on 9 plays and put the winning touchdown on the board, you know, with 6 minutes left, these are signs that are very encouraging, I think, for Bills fans that have been starving for a quarterback since the days of Jim Kelly.
Chris, working under the assumption that Manuel is indeed the quarterback, what are the other areas that Buffalo feels like they need to shore up or improve on to sort of close the gap in the AFC East here and then make a run at a playoff run?
Well, I mean, I think they feel pretty good about the defensive side of the ball. If somehow, some way they can get Jairus Byrd locked up long term, I think they'll feel really good about that side. You know, there's talk of maybe moving Kiko Alonso out to a weak side linebacker position to take better advantage of his athleticism and get a true middle linebacker in there to take on more of the hits and really kind of be more of a run stuffer and take some of the wear and tear off of Alonso, who has probably played more plays than just about anybody in the NFL this year. But on the offensive side, they need to really shore up some stuff on the offensive line. They've got an aging veteran at right tackle in Eric Pierce. Their guard situation, I know that Doug Marrone, who comes from offensive line roots, being a former one himself, wants to really upgrade the guard positions. I think he truly feels like he's only got two above-average starting offensive linemen in center, Eric Wood and left tackle Cordy Glenn. I think beyond that, all bets are off, and there could be some wholesale changes there. And then I also think, you know, I'm going to go back to the accountability of this football team. I think if there are, I mean, these guys have this year to prove to this coach that they're willing to buy in and do things his way. If he is not convinced that that has happened, then people are going to be out the door at the end of the year, whether they're under contract or not. So, you know, I think there are probably still, as there are in all NFL locker rooms, some bad apples, and they're going to get weeded out here in the offseason, and some names might be surprising. So we'll have to see, you know, just what comes to pass in the offseason, but I know they want to get a big receiver as well and maybe get a little more athletic at the tight end position.
Do you want to share any of those surprising names just between you and I?
Well, I don't have any names specifically. I mean, there's obviously been some rumors, you know, about him and Stevie Johnson button heads. So we don't know what the future holds for him. You know, he's been the most popular name pretty much because he's the most polarizing figure on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think there are guys that have starting roles now that are either going to be deemed, you know, unfit for the future either because, A, they feel they can upgrade and get better talent at the position, or, B, they don't feel the guys are committed to the common cause.
You mentioned that they feel pretty good about that defense, and it's easy to see why when you're, you know, 56 sacks, 22 interceptions. And those two numbers I want to ask you about, if you had to sort of pass out the success pie, you know, that's opposite the blame pie. It's a much better tasting pie. Would you give the coverage sort of the highest grade, or would you give the pass rush the highest grade that's led to that success in pass defense?
You're not going to like my answer. I'm going to say it's both, really.
Oh, come on. That's a Bill Belichick answer.
You're going to give us one or the other.
I will say this. At the beginning of the year, it was more the pass rush because the secondary was a mess. Byrd wasn't playing because he had plantar fasciitis. Gilmore was out the first 6 weeks with the broken wrist, and the pass rush really kind of tried to help hold things together. But I think as the season has worn on, the secondary has, and unfortunately hasn't been recognized enough, but the secondary, I think, has played better than even the front, which is saying something knowing how successful you know, the pass rush has been, especially coming down the stretch here after a season-high 7 sacks last week. But, you know, as the players always tell you, it goes hand-in-hand, but it's a high-risk, high-reward defense.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're getting pass pressure, they're going to get picks, too. They kind of come together as a package deal, and I think the stats have been bearing that out pretty much all season long.
The big name, obviously, on that pass rush is Mario Williams, and he got the big deal to come there from Houston. And I know it got off to a little bit of a rocky start. He was banged up and things of that nature. Is it to the point where everybody is happy with that signing and they're happy with their big name, big money player?
I think the Bills are, yeah. And he's a guy that draws a lot of attention and creates opportunities for other guys. So even in games where, you know, he is not necessarily looking like a dominant player. I think he draws the kind of attention that creates opportunities for other guys. I mean, I think he's one of the main reasons why Jerry Hughes has a 10-sack season right now, which is quickly looking like the trade of the year in the NFL. And they basically trade a guy who's playing a backup linebacker role in Indianapolis for a 10-sack guy who's only in his fourth year in the league. That's a pretty good return on investment. So, and I think, too, you know, the two interior guys, Kyle Williams and Marcel Darius, are, you know, two guys that are underrated, I think, as pass rushers. I mean, they're not just run stuffers. They're pretty athletic big men that can really push the pocket and create problems for quarterbacks when it comes to stepping up in the pocket, because there's no pocket for them to step up into more often than not.
Chris, is there a chance that today the Bills use this game as a way to get some guys onto the field that they haven't used this season to maybe evaluate heading into the offseason?
We saw a little of that sprinkled in the past couple of weeks, not to any great degree. I think Marone's just trying to create a winning culture so badly he's going to go with the guys he thinks can honestly win them football games. But we've seen a little bit of that, not a whole lot. I mean, we might see a little bit more of Tony Moiaki today, who's a guy that they picked up off the street a few weeks back now that he's healthy and formerly of the Chiefs as a former third-round pick. So he might find his way onto the field a little bit today so they can get an idea of what he really has to offer. But, you know, beyond that, I don't see too many lineup changes today unless the game goes the wrong way in a hurry, and then you might see some more guys on the field.
He is Chris Brown of BuffaloBills.com. Chris, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
All right, take care, fellas.
All right, take care. Chris Brown joining us here on the Ace Ticket Hotline on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Send your emails on this game to webradio@patriots.com. And again, the phone number, 855-PATS-500. Check out the Patriots Facebook page at facebook.com/New England Patriots. Get your poll answers in, and we'll be touching base with the Poll Center and Darren Hartwell shortly to get the latest there. Let's go to the phones. Jeff is in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Yeah, Mark. Sorry to hear that you're a little bit cranky today.
Very much so. Very much so.
So don't F with him.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd watch it.
Yeah, and props to Andy Hart for throwing a little cold water on the idea that this is going to be an easy runaway win for the Patriots.
Okay. Well, the cold water is the rain, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's coming down out there in buckets.
Yeah, how is it, seriously?
It's raining.
Was it dotted yet?
It's raining a lot.
It's raining.
It's wet. We can't actually see from the
rain,
studio here, but I'm hearing there is
H2O.
Already soggy turf here at Gillette Stadium. Luckily, you know, the fake turf drains pretty well, but I think you could see some slipperiness out there.
Yeah, well, the total on the game is 46.5. Sometimes that can be a contrary indicator if you try and go under in inclement weather. But I think in this particular instance, I don't think the Bills can score that much, so I might go under the 46.5.
I'm with you. I take the under. Yeah, I don't. Yes. Thad Lewis, I think they'd like to shorten the game. They'd like to run it. They'd like to have some success on the ground. Patriots have run a little bit more of late, been a little bit more balanced. I like the under. I like the way you're thinking, Jeff.
Yeah, and like the guy from Buffalo said, Thad can throw it down the middle, down the field. And he had a lot of open guys last week against Miami. And sometimes they didn't catch it. And he hit them right in the numbers. So that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. I think Andy did lay out, too, all the potential offensive line. They had the pass rush, you know, McCourty out. So I think New England will handle it, but you just never know, you know, with this team.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you always start with if weather is an issue is you say, well, we have Brady. Brady's better than the other guy in the bad weather. I know that. I'm going to say that every single time, basically. And you start there, but you also never know. Slippery, tipped balls, wet balls. You're throwing to young receivers. Young receivers coming back. Steven Ridley. You just never know where a wet ball is going to go.
Yeah, and they're not going to get any help, it looks like. Like, Joe Flacco's in a daze right now, and Andrew Luck is tearing up Jacksonville. So, you know, the game's going to matter, as they say.
Win. Just win, baby.
What's the smart money play of the week, Jeff? What do we got?
Yeah, guys.
Heavens to Betsy!
Who's Betsy?
Yeah, guys, line opens. New England -8.5. It's come down quite a bit. Now all the way down to 7.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, so some Buffalo money coming in, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
That said, I'm going to go. I got, just as a lark, I got Buffalo money line +350 way back early in the week just as a hedge. And I think I Sorry, I'm in the book here. And I got...
Tell that guy to shut up!
Yeah, really. I think the Colts just went in again is what the... Oh, no, it's a replay. Oh, Cam Newton. They're excited about Cam Newton driving.
Indeed.
He scored it. Yeah.
Okay. So you get the Hags. What's the bet, though?
I'm taking Buffalo plus 8.5, which I got early in the week. Hopefully New England blows them out, but I think it'll be close.
Oh, you're taking the Bills?
Take the Bills and the points.
Yeah, you lose. That's a terrible
pick. All right.
It's locked in. You lose.
Later, Jeff. I think you're going to lose that one. So, what was the what happened there?
Cam Newton touchdown run.
Touchdown makes it 14-10 now. Carolina with the lead over Atlanta. So
see, and you guys had their demise a little while ago.
Not me.
The last Paul Perillo in-game update.
We'll get another Paul Perillo.
You told
in-game
me to stop
update.
Giving you
oh,
updates.
Paul Perillo's back.
We so will I give stopped a, giving you updates.
No, Paul, you actually left the room because you forgot that you were supposed to be on the Sports Hub. No wonder they had me 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. We'll get another Paul Perillo in-game update
just so you know,
coming up. Right after this, just go to break, Kevin.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We have Beetle. Open lines.
Beetle.
Yeah.
I was listening to a little of you. I think it was yesterday.
What did I say?
Were you with Gasper yesterday?
Yeah.
It might have been Friday because I know
you
were with
fight?
Him, too. No, but I
chuckled. How much the Globe sucks?
I chuckled because he gave
because
it one
they
of these.
Do?
As I was saying before.
Oh, as I was saying before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, even on the real station, he doesn't put his mic on.
Oh, when I
and I just started
didn't
laughing.
Turn on the microphone?
Yeah, you had one that you were responding to something Chris said, and you didn't have your mic on, yeah. And then you repeated
you know,
it.
You know, you got to turn the microphone
yeah.
And off.
Yeah,
I just never turn it off. Burp, sneeze, cough, just leave it on.
It's fun. Well, that you could go that way.
I could. I don't know that my employer would appreciate it.
I don't think they appreciate you not turning your mic on either.
They
also probably don't appreciate your personal feud with the Boston Globe.
They suck.
That's probably not great for business either.
Yeah. Well, what do they need the Globe for? That's what I say. 855-PATS-500. What, we need to impress the Globe? Please.
No need to piss him off. Now I see why the Globe gave Toucher and Rich Radio Show of the Year, not Felger and Mass.
Well, we got second, so suck that, Andy. 855-PATS-500, the phone number, 855.
You lost to those guys. I don't even get that show.
PATS-500. What show?
Toucher and Rich.
They're a fantastic show.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They do tremendous ratings. They're enormously
popular. They do
popular.
Tremendous ratings. I understand they're popular. I said
people
I don't
enjoy
get
their
it.
Program very
I don't
much,
get
including
it.
Myself.
I don't get it.
Let's get to some emails here at webradio@patriots.com. Do you think this year's Patriots team will be better off with a bye week in the playoffs or playing right away?
Bye week.
Bye week in the playoffs.
I would agree with that.
And I boil it down to something ever so simplistic. When you play 11 games that are decided by a score, why would you want to play another one of those? You can lose those games at any time. The way this team plays, why would you ever say, yeah, let's play an extra game that's really close? You know, if this were a team that blew everybody out, I'd say, well, whatever. So they blow another team out. It's an extra. But anytime you play close games, you can go home.
I can't even think of a team that would ever be better off playing the next week. I mean, especially in football. It'd be one thing if you wanted to say, you know, basketball or baseball, you don't want to stay sharp and whatnot. But it's such a physical game. Why would you want to play a game that you didn't have to play and then gear it back up and play the following week? Every team needs a bye to get their guys as healthy as possible to go. I just don't see the argument the other way.
John also writes in this email, also today on the Bills game, I believe Stephen Ridley will be more involved as they will be using him in the playoffs a lot more. What do you guys think about that? John Roy from Lawrence, Mass.
I don't know about more involved.
I think Blunt's the guy right now. I think Blunt is going to be the starter, and then you're going to bring in Ridley and sort of complement him. I think that's kind of the way they have it set up.
But they've been remarkably
consistent,
balanced. Too.
Yeah, the last
like
three games,
8-8, 8-9, 15-16. Like they kind of grew together. But yeah, I think
and Blunt's been more productive.
I think they've switched roles basically.
Yeah,
is Blunt was the second guy in.
Yep.
Now he's the first guy in. Now I do. You know my
Blunt's
you
running
hold
well.
Your breath every time Ridley touches the ball, even more so today in the wet ball scenario.
Wet balls, they're hard to
slick balls
keep secure.
Yes,
you know
you need some dry balls.
You dry those balls off.
Isn't that a product? Dry balls.
You get some of that.
They like rub the dirt.
My balls are pretty dry in this new Under Armour underwear. It's breathable.
I've never seen an NFL quarterback actually die during a game, but I think Joe Flacco has a chance to die in this game today.
Does that get him out from underneath that horrific
contract?
I know,
contract? He sucks. You're right. He sucks.
Tyler writes in from Georgia.
Paul loves every quarterback. Except he rips Brady for not having back-to-back good playoff games.
Yeah, I don't love Brady. I know. I'm not an apologist for Brady. I know.
He would trade Brady for like Andy Dalton. Well, you know, he's pretty good.
You see the ridiculousness that comes out?
Absurd. It's absurd. But I don't think anyone takes Andy seriously on that.
Your
so.
Mother takes me seriously.
That's just poor to me.
Good for her. Tyler writes in, I cannot believe it's finally week 17. It seems like yesterday that Sudfeld was being dubbed the next Gronkowski in the preseason.
With Fred Kirsch helping that along. The next great tight end, he called him.
That's Tyler, a great line right there by Tyler.
Tyler also says, so in previous years, it was absolutely Super Bowl or bust for this team. However, for those of you who may not have noticed, this is not the same team from previous years. So I am curious, given everything that has happened from Hernandez in the summer to Gronk and his ACL, do you guys still see this as a Super Bowl or bust type of season? Just how deep does this team need to go for you to say, that'll do, Pats, that'll do?
There isn't. I mean, I think they're like so many other teams out there. It's just it's a coin flip. They're in it. They could win it or they could lose it. They're going to, in all likelihood, be in the second round of the playoffs, as Bill said, the divisional round. If they lose in the divisional round, I'll say Belichick did a good job holding it together all year. If they win, I'll say Belichick did another good job advancing them to the tie. I don't mean to be on the fence, but I think anything they do, I mean, aside from you just fall on your face, somebody comes in here and beats you 52-10 and you embarrass yourself, then I think it's a fine year.
Yeah, I sort of agree with Andy. If it was an embarrassing performance in a playoff game like that, I don't anticipate anything like that. But I never look at it as Super Bowl. Maybe, you know, with the exception of 07 when you go undefeated and you're just so dominant. But I never look at it as Super Bowl or bust. I think that there is, you know, games that you can win. These games are so tight. I don't look at the Patriots as being so dominant every year that if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, they easily could lose in the first playoff game, and I think they easily could get to the Super Bowl. I don't look at it necessarily. I think that what you want is what the Patriots have. You want to be in the hunt.
They're in the
every
tournament.
Year, and not only you're in the tournament, but you're a legitimate threat in the tournament every year.
Right. You're not backing in.
And this year, I think they're less of a threat than previous years, but
yeah.
That doesn't mean they're out of it. I think the difference is, and I've always said this, when we've seen the Patriots make the playoffs many times, there's been a lot of confidence from the team and from those who have watched the team all year because they're usually one of the best teams in the NFL.
Right.
This year, I don't think that they're clear-cut any better than most of the other teams that are getting into the playoffs. But that doesn't make their chances nil.
They're less of a threat. I think there are less threats out there. So
that's sort of how I feel.
That's definitely true. But I also, you know, like last year, they lost in the AFC Championship game. Was it a disappointing loss at home? Of course it was.
Still a great season.
But I don't look at that as like, oh, they failed. They didn't make the Super Bowl. I just don't look at it that way. I think it's really hard to win every year in the playoffs. And I think that the fact, like we said, that they're always relevant in the playoffs, to me, is an amazing accomplishment.
Sheldon Richardson for the Jets today, scoring a touchdown. Big
yes.
Sheldon Richardson.
Two, I thought.
No, one.
Oh, why
one touchdown.
Two on
it was his second touchdown of the season.
Year.
Second
oh.
of the year.
He did it a few weeks ago against the Panthers. He now has two touchdowns on the year for the New York Jets, which prompted this email from John. Better running back, Trent Richardson or Sheldon Richardson?
Well, what I was thinking about when Chris Brown was talking about the Jerry Hughes trade from the Colts to the Bills, made out for the Bills. I mean, that looks bad on paper. And the Trent Richardson trade, not a great year for the in-season trades.
What did the Colts get for Hughes?
Minimal. I forgot what it was, but it was nothing, I believe. that Grigson. Is that his name, Grigson? Griggs?
Ryan Grigson.
Hasn't had a great year in terms of in-season
Well,
trades.
Certainly the Trent Richardson trade was a bad one, and a lot of us thought it was a bad one when they made it.
Not me.
The fact that he hasn't done a whole lot has led a lot of people to believe that was a bad trade. Now,
Kelvin Shepard. So they got for him.
Paul, what
Jerry
do we
Hughes was like widely considered an enormous bust.
Oh yeah.
And I just always thought that he never really got a chance to do what he's. I mean, he's one of those sort of singular guys. He's an edge pass rusher. He's undersized. He's not going to be out there setting the edge for you and doing all those different things. But when you just tell him, look, we need you to set, you know, to go after the passer. I think there was some talent there at TCU. I liked him coming out of college. Clearly, that's the way the Bills have been using him, and it's worked for them. You know, whether or not he was worth the first round pick, it probably remains to be seen. Probably not, but you know, to me, he would seem to fit what Indianapolis wants to do on defense, and they just deemed him expendable. So I kind of agree with Andy. That was a trade that probably didn't need to be made.
Paul, what do we got going on here in these games?
Colts continue to pour it on. Another touchdown for Andrew Luck. That's about to be 27-3.
Mike Reese's most feared team, by the way.
The Colts? I think the Colts are starting to get it. They struggled a little bit there in the
middle of the season. They looked like they were in trouble.
After they lost Reggie Wayne, they started to struggle. But I think, much like the Patriots, they continued to win while struggling. And that, to me, can be a dangerous team. Now, I know they're beating up on Jacksonville at home. I don't fear them. Fearing anybody is different.
Well,
I don't fear for the Patriots. I don't fear a single team in the AFC.
And Cincinnati continues to have a 17-6 lead over Baltimore early in the third quarter there. So those two teams, either one of them winning would force the Patriots to have to win to secure that bye. So those are the
don't
two
you have to fear Miami a little just because they beat you once and they had you on the ropes the other time?
Yeah, Miami's probably not going to get in.
I know, but you have to fear
a team. No, to fear a team is to feel that going in, you should not win the game.
Another pick for your boy
Dalton.
That's
not what I mean.
That's what I mean when you really fear.
Oh, when I fear, I fear losing. I'm talking about fearing.
Okay, well, you should fear that in any playoff game.
I don't fear the Colts. I think
any playoff game you should have fear of losing because it's the playoffs.
Oh, some teams I know.
Competition is better.
When Jack Del Rio's Jaguars came to Gillette Stadium, I had zero fear.
That's exactly the team.
There was a shot in hell.
That's exactly the team I thought of. As Dalton, by the way, threw his third pick of the day to Ladarius Webb.
We've got to get that
trade
done
now. So Baltimore will have a chance.
Brady for Dalton,
yeah,
Paul.
You know, keep telling people that. That's how he curries favor with his fraudulent fans, by the way. He makes up stuff.
Andy Dalton not having a great day there. I also learned today that James Ahedebo has three picks this year.
All against Dalton.
All against Dalton. Like, is there something he saw in Andy Dalton that has led to all this?
Clearly, today he fair caught a pass.
Oh, was that bad?
Yeah, it was.
He overthrew
10 yards
over
AJ Green's head.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Jump on board. Send in your emails. webradio@patriots.com. It is raining here in Foxborough. Temperatures in the low 40s, excuse me.
Low 30s. We might add some snow.
Yeah, no, low 40s today. And it's
fresh
raining.
Balls is apparently the product I was referencing.
It's going to rain throughout the afternoon.
Dry.
And I got to say, coming in here today, parking lots were empty. Late arriving crowd
it was
today.
Ridiculous. No one was here in any lot.
No traffic.
And not just like fans. There were no TV trucks when I got here. It's like no one cares about this game.
It's like everyone's showing up late for this one.
What is this, the holidays or something?
Come on, get your act together.
I actually thought that too, but I got here really early and I just figured it was early.
I did not get here that early and it was still, I could not believe the lack of traffic coming down Route 1. And then when I pulled into the stadium, I looked at the lots and thought, where is everybody? So, late arriving crowd here, and obviously I think the rain has something to do with that because they're, as fans, going to have to sit in the weather for a few hours today.
Bring your ponchos today, peeps.
855-PATS-500. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in Connecticut. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. What's up? Happy holidays.
Just want to start off this by saying, guys, you know, as a Patriot fan, we've been spoiled, you know, with Brady and Belichick and these, you know, winning streaks that we've been on and the division titles. And
I know.
You know, it's been a long ride.
Well aware. Yeah.
So, you know, when you know, beginning of the season, every team, you know, says, oh, well, we have to go to the Super Bowl. I think with us for the past 10, 11 years, it has been that way. And as a fan, it's like, yeah, you know, I know we can't win every Super Bowl, but it is a little bit disappointing, you know, like they didn't go, okay. And I, you know, you got to be realistic. They're not going to win every Super Bowl they go to, and they're not going to go to every Super Bowl. but it's been a hell of a ride. You know, I'm looking at this year with all the injuries, and, you know, I don't even like saying the guy's name, you know, the Hernando fiasco.
Luckily you did.
Hernandez fiasco. This year, I really think this is one of Belichick's better years with all the rookies he's had and all the, you know, I know injuries are part of the game. I know that, you know, and you can't blame a record on injuries. But I think, you know, there's one team in the league that really has overcome that. It's the Patriots. And it's always like you guys say, you know, the next man up, you know. And
I know.
It just seems that this year, you know, it's been a ride. And, you know, I mean, they really haven't played their best game until this week. And I mean, complete game on every facet. From Matthew Slater being an animal on special teams, to Allen just punting beautifully, to the defense doing what they did, and, you know, the balance at offense, and, you know, that last drive that, you know.
That's good.
The
I do know.
They had where they ran the ball down there. Everyone in the stadium knew what they were going to do.
Yep.
The Ravens knew what they were going to do. They were going to run the ball. And the Patriots just ran it down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a complete game.
Definitely was, Dave. Dave, thank you for the
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, Dave.
Happy New
what,
Year.
What now?
This Happy was, holidays.
This was certainly an entertaining season. You know, we remember when we used to have the argument in, I believe it was like right when Brady got hurt, and, you know, we said, well, it's going to be interesting. Might not be good, but it's going to be interesting. Well, this year, I think, was pretty good
right.
by comparison to the rest of the league and interesting. Everything, you know, we joked about the heart attack games and coming down to the final plays and all of that. This was a interesting, entertaining season. Doesn't mean it ranks up there with, I don't even know, top five of this era or wherever you want to rank them, but it was certainly entertaining and interesting. You can't say it wasn't.
I agree.
Back
you
to
want
the
to rank
emails.
Them? Where does it rank in the era, Paul? You're good at ranking.
For Belichick?
Yeah.
To me, it'll always be, I mean, to me, 2001 is the measuring stick.
I still think this is his best coaching job, and because of the Hernandez thing. I think that could have torn a team and everything apart and just took him out of his comfort zone. He had to deal with crap.
Did you really think that had a chance to happen?
No.
So why are we giving so much credit for it?
I think it could. I think it could have. I didn't think it would.
Yeah.
But I thought it could.
If you didn't think it would, then why would you give it the credit?
Because I don't think it's something that he wanted or had to deal with. Well, obviously he didn't want to deal with. But, you know, it was an added layer of what he had to deal with this year. And all the other stuff was challenging. Losing Welker, whether you think he wanted him gone or whatever, that's a potential distraction, irritant, change. And then throughout the season, losing all the other guys. And then you just add in the Hernandez thing is sort of the cherry on top of the sundae.
Let's get back to the emails.
What are you giggling at over there?
I can't tell you what I'm giggling at.
Why?
I can't. We got a funny email. It's not appropriate for the program.
Okay. Baltimore,
wow.
By the way.
Imagine something that's not appropriate for this program.
Baltimore kicks a field goal to get within a score at 17-9. In
oh! Joe Flacco. The red zone maven that he is. Oh.
Inactive.
Cleveland now trailing, what, 17-0?
Correct.
I got inactive.
Some interesting reports coming out today that Chudzinski is in trouble.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. I agree.
Apparently ownership is not happy with him. It's not Michael Lombardi, but it's ownership that's been very unhappy with him as their head coach. And there's been some rumored lack of accountability that they feel on the coach's part. And it's already being rumored that Michael Lombardi would take a look at Josh McDaniels to give him another head coaching shot in the NFL for that position in Cleveland.
Interesting.
So something to keep on your radar. Yeah, just
very
something
interesting
to think about.
Inactives Andy's about to read off.
Steve Boharnis, Alfonso Dennard, Josh Boyce, Isaac Sopawaga, or Sopawanga, as Salinga likes to say, Devin McCourty, Jake Beckett, Chris Barker. So you are without two starting players.
Where's
in
the
secondary.
Part there?
Well, I think Alfonso Dennard is very interesting.
I think that's interesting. Yeah. Nate Solder's in.
Yeah.
Shane Vereen's in.
Yeah.
I think those are very interesting.
I don't
mean to get on your bad side, Beetle, and have you yell at me.
Well, I'm just saying Alfonso Dennard hasn't really played.
I think guys that are.
Look at his snap count.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think there's a tremendous amount of interest with
and
some of the personnel.
I'm saying that part of it is interesting, but it's not shocking in any way. I don't look at that.
Here comes
I'm not surprised by that.
Guy.
Look at his snap counts. I'm going to look it up right now.
I didn't say.
Sorry, not interesting.
I didn't think it was shocking. But I think it's fairly surprising that a guy who got a groin injury last week and didn't play the rest of the game as a result is back out there for what I would deem a quasi-important game.
You're talking about Solder.
Shane Vereen.
Shane Vereen.
Yeah, I don't like Shane Vereen being out there.
I don't
worry,
especially on a rain-soaked field.
I I really have visions that
you're
losing your best
playmaker. Maybe he doesn't play. Maybe he doesn't play. Maybe he's just, you know, active, you know, because, you know, that he could possibly get in there.
You know, you're a bad guy, you know.
Decoy, you know.
And the Solder thing, I won't say I'm surprised he's out there, but it's a little Ridley-like. I'm going to be watching him thinking, don't hit him in the head, don't hit him in the head. If he gets hit in the head, uh-oh, what if he gets hit in the head?
I mean, you're just
cracking yourself up over there.
Can we take a break
tired,
so we can find out what's funny?
But no. We're gonna read one more email here, and then we're gonna take a timeout, and then come back with our keys to the game, and also Sunday six pack, and deal with that,
and maybe even a professional host.
I doubt it. Doubtful. Let's go. One email from Rachel. She writes in: Flacco is dead? Question mark. I think Ray Rice is dead. He has 1 yard. In Cincy, 2 carries for 1 total yard. I don't know if, when this was written. It may have been updated by now.
No, that might be right.
It might still be right.
I see Bernard Pierce doing more of the ball carrying for them.
But she writes, I don't know, but Cincy scares me, and not because they're beating Baltimore, but just in general, they're gaining steam. Yes, Marvin Lewis stinks in the playoffs, but who's to say this year isn't the one in which he gets over the hump? Could be.
Could be the year.
He's got that team playing well.
Cincy's a good team. If they play the way they're playing today, I think the Patriots will roll them. You know, because you turn the ball over 3 times against the Patriots, you're going to get killed. But I think they have some of the elements that could present problems.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. A quick timeout here. We'll go back to your phone calls. And your emails coming up next. We get to Paul and Andy's keys to the game.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks. And 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Patriots Bills week 17 today at Gillette Stadium. It's time to get some real insight into this game and get some keys to the game from Andy and Paul. What do you guys got this week?
The keys to the game for me offensively would be pass protection.
Dry balls.
And then the key on defense is your run defense that people have felt a little better about lately with Silver Silinga in the lineup. But you now actually have a legitimate rushing team on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Number two in the NFL for the Bills, couple 800-yard backs, challenge you inside, challenge you outside. If you can stop them on the ground, I think you'll feel a little bit better about your run defense heading into the postseason. I actually expect them to stop them because what do we always say? If you give Bill Belichick's defense just one thing to do, they'll shut it down. I think the run defense will be a positive in today's game.
Yeah, I agree with Andy's on-field stuff. You got to protect the passer. You got to protect the football. Just get off to a fast start. You get a lead, and don't give Buffalo any reason to want to play 60 minutes of hard football today. Make them realize it's week 17. They're not going anywhere. Get a lead, and they'll be looking to head to the buses.
One thing that I'd like to see this week, and it's not necessarily a key to victory, but something that I'd like to see the Patriots defense keep up is the turnovers that they had last week.
Sure.
Obviously. See more of that.
You know, they got those last week. That had been a dry spell for them. They had gone a couple weeks without an interception. They had had like five games without multiple turnovers. And, you know, even the ones they were getting were the cheap ones, balls bouncing off guys' faces and stuff on snaps. It would be nice to see them. And obviously Thad Lewis is not exactly Mr. Thad Lewis can't make any turnovers. And I would expect him to try to challenge you down the field a little bit with Dennard out, McCourty out. You could have some interesting combinations in the secondary. Get your hands on some balls. They do have some of these backups. Like Logan Ryan has a knack for
catching,
being around the ball. Being around the ball. You know, it's something you can mock it like Paul does and think he stinks. But
yeah, when Kyle Arrington does it, we mock him. But
no, we mock him Ryan's for being the league leader and saying, "Whoa, you know, people in other places go, Kyle Arrington leading the league in interceptions." Yeah, well, not really.
855-PATS-500, the phone number, 855-PATS-500, webradio at patriots.com. Let's check in with Darren Hartwell in the poll center. Let's get the polls up and running.
Yes, we do. We got another poll up. A repeat question from last week.
Ooh.
But kind of a different.
Same but different.
Yes. Exactly. Well, the question is the
circumstances
same.
On the ground, conditions on the ground have changed.
Yep. So on a scale of 1 to 5, how confident are you in the Patriots' ability to make it to the Super Bowl after them beating the Ravens last week?
To make it to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
2.5.
I was at a 3 last week. I'm going to stay at a 3.
I think I was at a 2 last week, and I'm going to 2.5.
Yeah, I'm staying with the 2. That's where I was last week. I'll stay there.
Yeah, Paul thought nothing changed in that game.
The poll center voters still at 3.
Keep making stuff up, Andy.
Well, that's what you said on the TV show.
44%
I said changed from your viewpoint in that game.
I said nothing has changed, or yeah. My needle hasn't moved much.
No, you said nothing has changed.
No, I didn't say that.
But you said one doesn't wipe out four, so nothing has changed.
I said I don't look at the performance last week and say everything is fixed.
No one said that.
That's what a lot of people have said this
week. But you were arguing with me, and I said I felt 20% better. They gave them credit for doing something they hadn't done all year. You go on the road, you win a tough defense,
blah, blah, blah.
And you said nothing's changed.
Okay, if you're saying that, I said... One performance doesn't wipe out what the rest of the season was. That's what I said. I didn't say nothing.
Right, and
changed.
I said, so you're not giving them credit, and you said no. Nothing's
I gave
really
them plenty
changed.
Of credit. That's the difference. Yeah, absolutely you did.
I must have.
Absolutely you did.
Louis in Chicago writes in.
He didn't say it, but that's okay.
That's okay.
WebRadio at Patriots.com. I can vouch for Andy when he talks about how Paul thinks Brady is the worst QB ever.
He's vouching for me.
He would trade him
because Andy consistently makes stuff up that I say. Like I would trade him for Andy Dalton.
Yeah,
and that's what we think that my view is.
He writes,
it was just
he
Schaub and the guy from Detroit.
Yeah, Schaub. I've said that I would trade him for Schaub too.
Well,
right?
Did.
No, I did.
Yeah, you did about 4 years
Matthew
ago.
Matthew Stafford was the guy you
and
should be
Schaub,
making fun of me
you
about because that's the guy
too.
That I said
he would trade. Okay, that's what he said.
I'll give
the
you
guy
that
from
one.
Detroit
and touchdown Ravens.
He says in the email he would trade him for Dalton. No. Mark Sanchez, no. A Miller Lite for Brady sounds more like Paul. By the way, he also thinks Bruschi is the worst middle linebacker in NFL history, and Eric Alexander is infinitely better. Did you say these things, Paul?
He said Bruschi wasn't among
course I did.
The top 200 Patriots of all time, I believe.
100.
He then writes, no, I kid. I'm only half exaggerating.
That's exactly. A good point. He is only half exaggerating.
No injuries.
That's the beauty of it.
Have an email here wanting to know, is Denner just a healthy scratch or is he injured?
He's injured.
He's
injured.
He's been injured.
Definitely injured. Hence the 5 snaps last week.
Right.
5 of 73, Paul. That was the count. I looked it up.
He's injured. That's the interesting part.
I understand that.
I don't know why you're ignoring any of my point about
because
this.
Because when the...
That's not a good thing. That's what makes it interesting.
I know it's not a good thing.
We know he didn't just get benched.
But I know that, which is why I'm not surprised after he only played 5 snaps and I thought it was due to injury.
Of course it was due to
playing.
Injury. Of course it's due to injury.
I know
that's
of course
the interesting
it's due
part.
To injury.
Why
He's
are you not,
not
interested that a starter on your defense is injured and is apparently going backwards, not forward?
This is amazing to me.
It's an important topic.
And oh, by the way.
It's an important topic. However,
by the way,
the fact that he is not playing today doesn't come as a major surprise to me or is...
I didn't say anything about surprising. I said Andy's about to read some interesting
your
inactive.
Inflection.
I said interesting.
Now he's
I interpreted it that way.
Now, I have another
question. I agree
question
with Andy on this one.
So,
I disagree with him on the other stuff, but I agree with him on this.
Okay. And my next question is, we released Marquise Cole this week.
Wait a minute. Have we flustered Andy?
No.
I've never seen that before.
Marquise Cole, a couple weeks ago, was so good that when Kyle Arrington went down, he had to come on the field and cover Mike Wallace. Now, when you have your starting corner out of the lineup, and don't tell me you didn't know earlier in the week that you might be without Alphonso Dennard.
Now that's interesting,
Marquise
Andy.
Marquise Cole.
That's interesting.
And
why
so is now
Cole,
Justin Green better?
If you know that Dennard is hurt, why are you cutting Cole?
Now, personally, I never liked Cole as a cornerback. I think he's a special teamer who, when you play corner, you're going to lose. Now, maybe they do think Justin Green is better. Well, why wasn't Justin Green better a week ago, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever?
Now, that is interesting, but let me ask Paul this. Did you think that Dennard was on the way? No, because Paul's the one
fighting about it.
Paul, did you think Dennard was on the way back? Was on the mend? Was going to be healthy this week? Because I had nothing to indicate that he would.
No.
Okay, then. So that's why I'm just saying.
That's why I'm worried. That's why I think it's interesting.
But being inactive in this.
I just don't understand why when you lose a starter, that's not of anybody's interest.
But I'll even take it a step further. You had Cole last week. You had another veteran corner. And Dennard was still healthy. This week you have less corners who have experience playing, and Dennard is inactive. To me, he took a step back, not forward. Correct?
It'd be interesting to know what happened there. That's what
I think personally there's gotta be some contract issue with Cole. That there's some weird loophole, they're doing
really?
Something. It's the only thing I can make sense. No hide nor hair.
Just give me one quick second here for a public service announcement that the Patriots would like us to report. Just a reminder about the policies of what you can and cannot bring.
Can I bring an umbrella, Paul?
You cannot bring an umbrella into the
stadium. Can I bring a poncho, Paul?
Yes, you can bring a poncho.
Oh, good. I bring a blue tarp?
Everybody is all up to date on the bag policy at this point. Last game of the season, the 10th home game here at Gillette Stadium. So all Patriots fans should be up to date on the bag policy and
clear
what
bags.
You can and can't bring.
Clear bags.
But umbrellas,
see-through.
I have reports from security suggesting that a lot of people are trying to bring umbrellas in. That is a prohibited item. You cannot bring umbrellas in, despite the fact that it's torrentially raining out there, from what I understand.
But you can bring a poncho.
A large number of guests arriving with backpacks, purses, and umbrellas. Unfortunately, if you do that, you will not be allowed to bring those into Gillette Stadium. So just wanted to pass that along for our good friends in security.
That's very Could you seriously bring a blue tarp? Yeah. Yeah, like a little 5x8 blue tarp and use it as
a
blanket, but instead of a blanket.
Fit it in your clear plastic bag.
By the way, the Ravens...
What if I had a clear tarp, not blue?
The Ravens have tied up the Bengals, by the way, at 17. They got a touchdown and a two-point conversion by Ray Rice to tie that game at 17.
See, we've been mocking Flacco, mocking Rice, and they're getting it done.
Danny in Spain writes in, wants to know if Paul has a newborn baby at home, too.
No, I'm just tired of you guys yelling all the time. I don't understand why you don't think it's interesting when you have starters losing.
I think the topic of why...
The story of the 2013 Patriots has been injuries, has it not? And suddenly... Beatles just decided some injuries aren't important.
No.
I think the
fact that he's inactive today... Is
a bad sign.
Is a bad sign. I didn't think the inactive report itself was interesting because that.
Well, it was interesting for who was on it and who wasn't on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Nate Solder and Shane Vereen being active. Those three to me are interesting.
Shane Vereen is surprising. I don't think anybody else is. I don't think any other part of that is interesting.
So you're not going to think, if Solder gets hit here, boom, he's going down the Welker route and he's out a month.
He's pushing me a little bit. He's doing what you do to Fred.
I'm just saying, and I don't think anything on that report is all that earth-shattering other than...
Never used the word earth-shattering.
Well,
it's true. He never did.
Your tone
suggested
it.
I said Andy's about to read some interesting
inactives. While he would trade Brady for Matt Schaub, he never used the word interesting. Earth-shattering, I mean.
Matthew Stafford.
You're
going to make fun of me. That's the guy to use. I said Stafford.
I'm pretty sure you said both.
And now the guy might be out of a job.
Both are out of a job.
It's a bad one.
Well, Schaub, I'd never... Schaub was always sort of a game managing
type. Can somebody get the tapes? I need the tapes.
We'll work on getting those tapes.
No, we're not. Don't
pretend.
We'll
work on that. We'll
get this monkey behind the
glass.
We'll
get Kev right
the
on
tapes.
That.
Like the tapes exist.
855 Pats 500.
Sending conversations off the air.
Hey, we're just trying to plan a show here. Just trying to do things.
Good Lord.
Trying to keep everything straight. We're just wondering when we're going to do the Sunday six pack. That's all I was asking.
Are you worried about the return game for the Bills?
Should I be?
I don't know. Should you be?
I don't know. You asked that as like a loaded question.
We generally go to these things.
Whenever I said you're going to have an answer.
Marquise Cole is a special teamer, right? And you may have some of these other special teamers.
He's not on the team
playing.
Anymore.
I know that. I don't know why. I know it is, but I don't know
why. We're only talking about the guys that are here.
And I asked Bill because the rest of the media decided they weren't going to ask him in Friday's press conference, and Bill said we're just trying to beat the Bills.
We don't talk about guys that aren't on the team.
I also asked him why he prefers a committee backfield, and he said he prefers scoring points and winning games. Okay, Bill, we're just going to go down that road.
Good.
And Andy, Andy's big point about, 2 weeks ago, one of the biggest plays of the game involved Cole coming in for Arrington and covering Mike Wallace at the end of the first half. He's not on the injury report. He had been released, I think, three previous times.
Yes.
And all three times he was dealing with an injury and was immediately re-signed. If that's the case, then he's not on the injury report. So I'm not exactly sure what would make this one different. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I agree with Andy.
Michael writes in, webradio@patriots.com.
Just trying to beat the Bills.
Just trying to beat the Bills. Michael writes in, hey, Mark, I sincerely hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Thank you. He goes on to say, what I have to say is for all of the fans back home for this game. Okay, so he is obviously not in New England, and I'll get to that in a moment. He writes, Bill preaches one thing, do your job. We as fans may not be officially a part of the team, but it really pisses this Marine off when I see fans leave when things go bad in home games or even when the Pats are up big destroying teams. It's simple. Stop being spoiled fair weather fans and keep your asses in the seats. We were the 12th man out there, and if you want another title for New England, then do your job and keep it loud. It may be tough love coming from a fellow Pats fan, but it's the truth. Semper Fi, and as always, give him hell, Pats fan. Give him hell, Pats for Boston, Max in San Diego. Max the
Ooh-wah.
Thank you, Max.
Thank
Thanks
you
for your service.
San Diego. It's a pretty good place to
pretty
be servicing.
Good, pretty good place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all in general agree with him. Now, today might be a day, say they go up like 35-10 and it's absolutely just cats and dogs coming down. I might give some people the benefit of the doubt if this one turns into a blowout because of the weather. But, yeah, for the most part, stay in your seats. You paid a lot for those seats.
And don't bring in your umbrella. Don't do that.
No umbrellas.
No, but that's serious. That's serious. Let's not make any jokes about that.
I'm saying don't bring in your umbrella. Don't bring your damn umbrella.
You're not going to be able to bring umbrellas into the game.
What about umbrella hats? You know those hats that have the little umbrellas on them?
I don't know.
That's a good question, Andy. That's more of a hat. That's not an umbrella.
Right. Not a sombrero.
I don't know.
A sombrero that's been coated in some kind of waterproofing.
Right. That spray that you can buy on the infomercial that he sprays the bottom of the boat and it doesn't sink. What if I spray a sombrero with that?
That commercial cracks me up every single time I've seen it. And let's face it, who hasn't seen that at least, you know, 1,000 times?
Yeah. Amigo con grande cabeza.
Let's drill holes in this piece of plexiglass and then drill a giant hole in the bottom of the boat and we will seal it all with flex
spray
paint.
No, we're going to replace it with a screen door.
Right, we'll put it with spray paint. And we'll be fine. It also works for if you have thinning hair. You just spray it on your head.
That is not a boat I'm getting in. Just letting you know. No. Not getting into that boat.
You really went bald there, didn't you?
Not getting in that boat. Chad has a fantasy question. It's a fantasy question, but it's really a Patriots question.
So Beetle will answer that. He finds that interesting.
Jessica Alba and who else? Kate Upton.
Chad writes, I know you guys aren't. This is not a fantasy football segment. But this is fine for Patriots Radio.
Are there still fantasy questions? I thought it was done.
I thought it was done, too. I mean, I won my Super Bowl last week.
Despite benching.
But, yeah, despite benching Andy Dalton, Nick Foles had plenty of points. And
I could have benched him this week. He's got
I didn't need
picks.
Him. We're all done. This person has Ridley and Blunt. Who do you think has the better game today?
I'd go Blunt. But I think it could be either. I think they're probably going to share the carries. And depending on who's in there, you might get a touchdown out of Ridley. I'd go Blunt, but I won't feel strongly either way.
I'd say put the Blunt in, and you will smoke the opponent.
Good, Beetle.
That's what you would do. Prediction coming in from Colby. If Arrington is on the outside, we will lose.
No. Who's going to challenge you on the outside? I'm going to get beat by Robert Woods or Marquise Goodwin.
They don't have punched in the face Marquise. By Woods. Yeah, Woods.
Stevie Johnson's not playing. I'm more worried about the middle of the field with their tight ends a little bit, their backs a little
bit. Is Chandler out?
I don't think
Chandler's,
so.
Chandler's, no, okay. So he's in, he's,
and the then, tight ends and backs, I
heard
I scare,
Chris Brown
scare
talks
me
about Tony
more.
Moyaki.
Yeah.
Well, part of the Moyaki thing is that Scott Chandler is a free agent at the end of the year here. So right. He's going into free agency and they signed Moyaki with about a month ago and they might want to get a look at him to see if, you know, he's a future replacement.
But sure. To me, the middle of the field with the defense scares me with their line, but also their linebackers. Kiko Alonso can run around. If you're trying to get Shane Vereen involved, if you're trying to get the middle of the field with Edelman, he could get in the way. I know his picks are heavily weighted towards the early part of the season, but he's still an athletic linebacker who's in the mix in the middle. That concerns me a little bit.
He's had a nice rookie year.
Very nice. Now they're talking to moving him to the outside, Paul, according to Chris Brown. Going to move him to Will. Let him run around a little bit. Let somebody else come in there and bang it a little bit more. Take advantage of his speed.
Make some plays.
Yeah.
We've talked about the cut of Marquise Cole. Email at webradio@patriots.com. Guys, what about the Collie cut? I think he played well and when we needed him.
Well, Tompkins is back. I mean, the rookies are sort of healthy now. You have two of the rookies. And
Collie has been a non-factor. Can we all agree on that?
Well, he's had a couple of decent catches.
A lot of first downs.
Yeah. Yeah,
his first down percentage.
No, but
very
your point is right. Your point is right.
It's to suggest 100%. That 100%. If he weren't on the roster, that someone else wouldn't have made those five catches.
Here would be my point about it, Paul. Do you think another team is coming after Austin Collie?
No.
No. So if they need him,
they'll Collie him.
If something happens to Dobson or
Collie.
But, you know.
Like any Collie, he'll run right back in here.
Yeah, I think that certainly pointed to Tompkins being active today. And I just, like you said, Beetle, if you need Austin Collie,
call him up.
Which rookie receiver has a greater impact today?
Dobson.
That would have been a good poll question. We've got Robert Woods, you got Marquise Goodwin, you got Aaron Dobson, you got Kemarell Tompkins.
That would have been a great poll question.
Yeah. Had to reuse one.
I'll go Dobson. But I don't necessarily anticipate a huge game from any of them.
I don't either.
Dobson. going, Dobson. We got anything in the poll center?
Who's most likely to have 100 yards today?
The poll center today?
Julian Edelman? LeGarrette Blount?
Hold on.
Stephen Ridley?
Pipe down. We're going to the poll center. Go ahead.
Darren. None? We're
Darren,
going to the poll center.
It's Darren's time to talk.
All right. The official poll up in the poll center here.
The official poll, not the unofficial poll.
Nah,
you don't want unofficial polls.
You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So of the following teams that are in the playoffs right now that have clinched a playoff spot, who is the best matchup for the Patriots?
Oh, best matchup.
Broncos, Chiefs, Bengals, Colts.
Oh, I am going to say Colts.
Colts.
I'm going to go the anti-Mike Reese, and I'll say the Colts I think the Patriots would beat.
I wholeheartedly agree with young Andrew.
I mean, you already lost to the Bengals. I know it was in Cincinnati, and they had Geno Atkins at that time, but still a formidable physical defense. And the Chiefs, they scare the hell out of me.
And we don't have the number six seed as a possibility.
No.
Yeah. So the Colts.
Chiefs have gotten the least votes, so...
Chiefs and Bengals, to me, are scary teams. Yeah. If they play well, they can beat you, whether you play well or not. Yeah. If they play well, they can beat you. They can match up with you man for man. I'm not sure the Colts can.
And then the thing that puts me over the top with the Chiefs is the Alex Smith factor. He doesn't pull a Dalton. He's not going to turn the ball over. Well,
certainly the odds of him doing what Dalton is doing today are much less. Three picks. Although Cincinnati is responding nicely with a long drive here, and they are inside the 15, first and 10.
You want to go around the NFL, Paul? Game. You got anything else you need to update?
Well, it looks like Indianapolis has put that. That's still 27-3, I believe, the last I saw on that one. But this Bengals game could be important, too. If Cincinnati drops to 4 and you deem them a worthy opponent, and Indianapolis jumps to 3 and you consider them non-worthy, that's the team that you'd like to face. That puts you in line to play Indianapolis instead of Cincinnati, provided that that team ends up winning the game and the Patriots end up with number 2. So these results could be important.
Oh, what do you know? The Ravens are committing pass interference again this week. This time against the Bengals.
Yeah, but even you called this one.
Cincinnati.
Before the flag came out, you said that was a penalty. I didn't see the play.
You watch it here, Paul. Give us the play-by-play. Yeah, a little bit of contact there.
Jimmy Smith's got his back to the ball, and he's pushing him a little bit as he jumps. Probably a good call. I'd like to see how much contact they will. Oh yeah, he's got him.
Oh, that's you got to call that one.
You're gonna get that call.
You're gonna get that one called every single time.
I assume
time.
That puts the ball at the 1.
Yes, it does.
Which means three more runs for Ben Jarvis Green Ellis might get you in.
Danny from Spain writes in.
Hola, Daniel.
Let's play the over under game.
All right,
ready?
Hey, bueno. I don't know how to say over or under. Bajo. Viejo, I think. Something like that. Bajo. Go ahead.
Okay. Edelman and Vereen combined 150 yards and 1.5 TDs.
Are you talking receiving for Vereen?
Yeah, it's going to be receiving.
Well, I'm going to say, yeah, so it's all of Vereen's yards?
All of them,
and
yeah.
Edelman's pass, yes. Receiving yards, yes. I assume?
Yeah. Under.
I'm going to say under because I don't think Vereen's going to be a huge part.
Although big day for Edelman.
Danny's going to get a little bit more realistic with some of these over-unders. Some of them are a little bit far-fetched.
It's unrealistic to say Edelman could have a 100-yard day. And
that Vereen could have a 50-yard day.
Right, that's what I mean.
Rushing and receiving. I just think health-wise.
If I was saying the over-under, I'd probably put it right around 120, 125.
We should mention just though that.
Because then it would make it really difficult.
Itchy trigger.
Four catches and 9 yards Julian Edelman needs for 100 catches on the season and 1,000 yards on the season.
Does he get it?
Yes, and he becomes the third Patriot to ever surpass the 100-catch plateau, joining Wes Welker and T. Roy Brown.
Tom Brady, 250 yards passing.
Over. I don't feel great about it, but I'm going to
say under on that. Ooh. I think they're going to run the ball today.
He hates Brady. He doesn't even think the guy can
I just think they're going to run the ball.
If we're Matthew talking Stafford, about Matthew Stafford, over.
Well, they don't run the ball.
Matt Schaub still played.
Over. Yeah, if Matt Schaub still played. Brady would...
Touchdown Bengals, by the way, Andy Dalton.
Ridley snaps. I'm actually going to change this one to Ridley carries. Ridley carries 12.5.
Over.
I'm going to say over as well. Is that negative?
No, it's not negative.
I don't know how to answer these questions negatively or positively.
I'm going under. I'm going with less than 12.5.
I don't think so. I think they're going to be similar to last week.
I think they're going to run the ball a lot today.
Teens for both.
Jones and Ninkovich combined sacks, 2.5.
Under.
I am going to go... Over.
Going under.
Big day for Rob.
Ninkovic. Gave everybody a scare last week when they thought he wasn't on the field, and he was on the field, and then he mocked him by saying, how could you not see me on the field? I think he has a good day.
I told him. PFW, saw you, Rob.
Turnover ratio for the Patriots, +1.5.
+1.5. I'm going to go over on that. I'm going to say they're at least a +2 today.
I am going to go
against
under.
Thaddeus.
I think they got their cheap ones last week, and with the team they're fielding, I'm not sure they're going to get the real ones.
I think they're going to get the real ones. I'm taking the over.
Plus, you also have the issue of the Bills' forced turnovers, so eh.
Patriots 27, Bills 13. Danny's prediction today's game.
Right in line with how I'm feeling
about
the game.
Don't say it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you not supposed to say that yet?
Oh, I don't know. Don't we have a segment when we do our picks or something?
Oh, yes, we do. It's called the Sunday Six-Pack. Well, I thought we were doing it this segment. We're not.
Well, it's like I said, maybe that's why you shouldn't have the show. I spoiled the rest of the show.
When you come back on air.
It's like this one, you know, where you shut the mic off, then you turn the mic back on. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Dustin writes in, howdy, guys.
Hi, how are ya?
Going back to the AFC teams to fear or not fear, if I'm not mistaken, no one mentioned Denver. Are you guys that confident that our defense could shut down Peyton and company twice in a season? Just curious. I have no worries about our offense against their defense, especially now sans Von Miller.
Oh, my bad on that. I thought we were talking about teams that we could potentially see in the first playoff.
Yeah, we were. Too. We were. But still just reading the email.
Denver to me would be the I think that's the best team that the Patriots could possibly see.
I would not want to see Denver again. What are your thoughts? Love the show.
I totally agree. I'd be rooting like heck for an Indianapolis repeat of what they did the first time. If Indianapolis ends up 4 and they play at 1, Denver, I would be rooting for the Colts upset there.
I mean, I think we all think the Patriots will win today. I think we probably all agree that Denver will win today as well against Oakland. Yep. So as the 2 seed, you root for any way in which you can stay at home and not have to go on the road.
Plus, why would you ever root to play the highest scoring team?
You never would.
With the best quarterback.
You never would. But Andy, there are some people that say, oh, it doesn't really count unless you go through the best
team. I can't stand that.
I hate those people.
Do you work with one of those people?
I don't know. Do I? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he feels that
way. He says a lot of stupid stuff, so I just assume that's something stupid he
gets lost in the shuffle when you keep saying that much stupid stuff.
And then Felga would say, you know.
Honey, I don't hear you say that on the show.
If you're going to win a title, you're going to beat the best.
I don't want to lose my job.
Then the other guy would say, exactly.
Exactly, Mike. Right. I don't know how you can look at it any other way. That's what he always says, too.
All right, tone it down, guys. Tone it down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now you're worried you're going to get in trouble?
I'm not getting in trouble for crap you say.
You know people will tweet that now to those two. You should hear what Beatle's saying about you guys on the PFW pregame show.
Sort of interesting.
I am not Ted Sarandis.
Our red zone watching today. Pittsburgh is the team that needed everybody to lose. They need the 5-way tie at 8-8 that they win. So they needed Miami to lose, Baltimore to lose, San Diego to lose, and they win their game, and that's 5-way tie at 8-8. Well, Miami is midway through the fourth quarter, still down 14-7 to the Jets.
Yep.
Baltimore is losing 24-17, and it looks like they just threw a pick.
$120 million Joe Flacco just threw another
pick.
Man,
he sucks.
Nice job.
So that's two of the games. Now, San Diego doesn't play until later against Kansas City, but can you imagine if the Steelers, after all they went through?
Backdooring their way in.
Do you fear them?
No,
I don't either.
No.
Although they are
playing much, much better offensively than they were the first half.
And they do have the best 12th man in football. The coach on the sideline making tackles.
You see what he did there? You see what he did there?
I'm really hungry. So let's get back to you ripping your bosses.
No,
yeah,
let's
that was
not
kind
do
of a
that.
Fun little segment right
let's
there.
Let's not do that.
Andy and I yell at each other all the time. That's not fun. That's fun.
Let's take a time out.
I don't think there's any question about it, Paul. I don't see any other way you could look at it.
Exactly.
Patriots, pregame social. We'll do the Sunday
Six-Pack. Patriots are no different without Gronkowski. That's ridiculous.
Yes, Andy.
Patriots pregame social from Patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1-18-14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack.
Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday Six-Pack.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. You know, Andy, I'm having some cranberry juice here, and it's terrific.
Where'd you steal that?
From the CBS crew.
He's just going down. Awesome. Guns a-blazing. Hey, shots at Felder, shots at Mass, shots at the Globe, CBS, screw you, I'm taking your drink.
Got a nice bucket of ice out there with some juices in it, and I just thought, that looks good, and it is.
I don't like cranberry juice.
Thank you, CBS.
It has that little tart
dryness. We're all the same company. I work for CBS.
Well, you used to.
As of today, I still work for CBS.
Exactly.
Maybe different tomorrow.
I don't think there's any question about it, Mike. You're
absolutely right, Andy.
I don't see how you can look at it any other way. I like Tony, by the way. Just want to get that out there. I really like Tony.
Yes. How did we do last week? I made some outrageous picks. I think it helped.
You actually won last week, Beetle.
Good for you.
Beetle 3-3.
Proving yet again that idiocy rules in the NFL this season. It absolutely does. No doubt.
Paul and Andy 1-5.
What did I do? I'm sorry.
3-3.
3-3?
Yes.
Am I tied with Andy?
Literally, is the NFL.
Tied with Andy.
You pick stupidly, you go 500, and you blow out the people that know what they're doing.
So I don't think what he did last week is in the spirit of the rules.
Going into this last week here, guys, it's up for grabs still. Paul, 37-40.
Yeah.
And Mark and Andy tied at 33-44. So
which,
four
I gotta
games
be honest
back.
With you, Andy, 33-44. It's below 500 by quite a bit. It's not terrible. Have you ever seen people that pick in a pool every week?
Yeah, but we do better on our picks on the radio.
I'm not going to put myself in the wee category this year, but
we've actually
you guys do better.
And Fred Kirsch is like,
Fred is literally like 25 games over 500 with the spread
with
every
the spread
game.
Every game all year long.
It's unheard of.
He's having a good year.
But
you should put
but Andy's, Andy's like
that.
Think three games over. I think Andy's 117, 114, and 9.
Let's get the show on the road.
Yeah,
wait,
let's do this.
Just real quick, I want to reiterate Paul's point from earlier.
What, don't bring any three games over 500?
No,
umbrellas.
No umbrellas today. Umbrella hats we're not clear on, but no umbrellas.
Gray area.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans by 12.5. Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
12.5?
I'll take New Orleans to roll to the Super Bowl.
I think they got to have it at home. They have been so inconsistent all year, but at home they've been able to score points, and I'm gonna lay the points.
This is
a lot
one
of
those
points,
emotion games where
taking Tampa Bay.
I'm concerned that the players in Tampa Bay find out Shiano's going to go to Penn State, and they're so happy that they come out fired up and making plays. And
I could see
I lose
that.
My pick. Tampa game Bay. Two, Denver at Oakland. Denver by 12.
I'll take Denver. I like Denver.
Yeah, I like Denver, too. It's still a lot of points on the road, but I'll take them.
I mean, Jerome Stanley thinks that they're only playing his client so that he can suck. San Francisco at Arizona. San Francisco by 1.
Arizona. They need it.
I'm taking San Francisco.
And they become the...
I need it.
They become the latest team to go 11-5 and not
I don't
make
want
the
to
playoffs.
End with a tie, so I'm going to go opposite Mark on that. Kansas City at San Diego.
Wait, did you take Tampa and I took New Orleans?
Yes.
Kansas City at San Diego. San Diego by 9.5.
Kansas City at San Diego.
I'll take San Diego. I'm not sure I like the Chiefs' backups.
Yeah, I think this is a rollover game, and that's why the spread is like that, obviously. So I am going to take San Diego, who is going to look at the scoreboard of the 1 o'clock games and either choke all over themselves or just roll.
I'll take Kansas City's backups. Kansas City.
He's really not operating in the spirit of the game.
I don't really know what he's doing now.
He's just waiting for us to pick the opposite.
You know that I hate San Diego, though. I always have.
Why?
Because I don't have faith in that quarterback. I don't like that team all that much. I always pick against San Diego.
St. Louis.
Go bleep yourself, San Diego.
St. Louis at Seattle. Seattle by 11.5.
Ooh, that's a big one.
I am going to take St. Louis. I'm going to put it all on my boy Robert Quinn, the defensive player of the year.
Seattle.
I think they bounced back after last week.
We have three different.
The Jets tack on a late field goal to go up 17-7 with about 4.5 to play. So
I don't think Miami's
Dolphins playoff teams. This is not their time. Should I tweet that out again like I did last week?
Last one. Buffalo at New England. New England by 9. New England.
I like the Pats by 10 today, so I'll take New England.
I like the Patriots by about 14 or so, so that's more than 9. I will lay the points.
28-10 I went with on the pregame six-pack on Patriots.com.
31-17.
23-13.
Might have been 31-13. I forget what score I picked. Something like that.
I don't know.
30-something to the teens.
It's better that way. Then.
So everyone taking New England?
Yep.
I did.
Unanimous. We all
what
take
a great
New
catch. Marvin Jones inside the, well, awesome the one-yard line. That's a great catch. He took a big hit.
Is that James ahead of Bo number 32 who's down? And, remember how that season he spent
weekly
here?
Injury shoulder timeout?
How about
well, lucky
every
for him,
play
he only has
here.
9 minutes left in his season.
Thanks to the Flacco man.
Yeah. Let's go back to the emails.
He did have a nice hit, though.
Right in the head, Big Bo.
That was a nice hit.
That's a good joke there, Hartwell. Yep. Not too many people picked up on that.
Nope.
In the
held on. Oh. That's a good catch. Why are you calling it incomplete, buddy? That's a catch. Man, that's not a high hit. He didn't get called for that, did he?
Yeah, but he's out of bounds.
I thought his feet were down. They weren't?
No. I don't think
he had
so.
1 foot down.
Yeah, he was out of bounds.
Oh, it should have been. You got 1 foot down, yeah. Because the side of the foot doesn't count as like the shin.
Yeah, he's
right?
out of bounds.
I don't know. The NFL, they deem different things as inbounds. If you get a toenail, if you get like a fingernail down, you're in, but you need 2 feet.
That is the one great thing you and Bill Belichick have in common. You often fight the league when the league doesn't know you're fighting them.
So they call this unnecessary roughness. That's a bad call.
That is a bad call.
I thought there was just an illegal contact right there. That's yeah. See, the flag came out before the hit.
Oh!
But if they call this unnecessary
nice
roughness.
Hit. That is what football is all about.
It's a good
and
hit.
He hit him in the chest.
Great yeah. hit. He got flagged for the hit? Is well, that what he got flagged for?
Someone put it up. CBS put unnecessary roughness up there. He did lead with his helmet, but he hit him in the chest.
He put him right in the chest.
He did not lead with his shoulder, as he
right to the. No, I think he's saying he hit him in the. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 855 Pats 500.
Now we're giving updates without audio, which is not all that helpful.
Let's be better at this. 855
Let's be better at this in the future.
A great run by Ben Jarvis Green Ellis here.
855 Pats 500.
It wasn't even from the one.
Going to the phone
12
lines.
Yards out.
We're going to the phones.
They called him down inside the one.
Mike is in South Dakota. He's up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Do you work
at
the School of the Mines?
I am. Do I what?
Isn't that where Josh Boyer is from?
Yeah. School of Mines and
Technology. South Dakota
School of Mines.
Yeah, that's West River. We're a big state. That's on the completely opposite side of the state. That's like Disneyland compared to where I live.
Wow.
That's like Disneyland compared to where I live.
Wow.
That's a good line.
Nice hilly area. I'm in the flat plains where there's nothing here to watch or see but Patriots.
And no speed limit, right?
What's a Patriots?
It's 75.
You do have a speed limit there?
It's 75. And
not enough.
And Flacco's
really
supposed to pick in the...
Nobody's watching, so whatever.
That's right. Just watch. Are there any animals in the highway, though? What kind of
Dalton
animals?
Threw a pick in the end zone from inside the one.
Well, let me ask you this. How fast do you...
Don't we have football to talk about?
No. We don't. We'll get to that in a minute. How fast do you drive?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
How fast do you actually drive?
I usually do 80, 85 on the interstate.
That's normal.
That's what I do
that's
here.
That's what I do here, and it's like 55.
Well, we have a far less lower population, so there's only five of us on the road. So,
all right, what do you got? Football?
Yeah,
you're gonna BS all day. Talk football.
What, Mike?
I can't hear very well. Is Andy there?
Yeah, Andy's here.
Have you been drinking?
Right. Of course.
You are slurring.
This is my favorite caller of all time. Have you been drinking? Oh, of course.
You are slurring a little bit. How many have you had?
I've had 2 beers, actually. I'm not slurring. It's just I can't hear very well.
You're a lightweight.
he hasn't had too much to drink, but he's already lost his hearing.
Oh, you got the tall ones. Yeah, they'll get me, too.
All right. So here's my question for Andy. With the presence of our new linebacker, Andy's not there.
No, Andy, no. He is here. Don't listen
like
to
I him. Said, I can't hear over the phone. I haven't been able to listen to the show at a bar. So
who's our new linebacker?
All right. Well, I just wanted to make fun of him because I think Jamie Collins is a linebacker that can cover. And he says there's no coverage linebackers.
I have yet to see him cover man on man and true cover. I think he's very good in zone. I think he has a lot of length. I think he has a little bit of a knack for getting in the way of the football. But when I talk about a coverage linebacker, I'm talking about when they have, on occasion, manned guys up. And I have yet to see him really succeed in that or anybody else, by the way. There's no such thing.
Yeah. Didn't he do that with Welker, though, at times?
No.
I didn't see that.
No.
No, okay. I didn't get to rewatch this game. So.
You drunk
here's
that
my other question. Did Wendell have just a really good game against Haloti Ngata, or did Haloti Ngata just have a really bad game?
I don't know if he had a bad game. Wendell did not play as poorly as I thought he might in that game. He did not get bitched. Yeah, but I still have the same fear this week. It's another challenge this week with Darius and Williams in the middle of those guys. Luckily, he, by the looks of it, will have Logan Mankins to his left now, which helps out a little bit.
Well, I think he did better without him, quite honestly, but we'll see how that does.
Yeah, but what do you know? You're drunk.
That's right.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
All right, take care.
He bought it when I said Andy's not here.
Who do we do better without?
What?
Who did they do better without?
He
I
thought Wendell
you,
was better
here.
Without Mankins next to him last week with Klein there.
Yeah, I didn't break down the interior line play.
I thought you and Gresh got together every Monday.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
I thought you guys like to talk win.
Andy and I tried to combine forces to pick his all-pro team today, and we had a hard time coming up with cards.
We may have scanned other like Pro Bowl rosters and Pro Football Focus all-pro teams and said, oh, yeah, he's good. Who's
Freddie,
the best guard in football?
Exactly.
I don't know.
What's his name down in New Orleans there?
Grubbs? Evans?
Yeah. Well,
Evans is in Tampa Bay.
Oh, what Evans is in Tampa Bay.
Right? Is he not? Oh, is he still
Evans
in
is in New Orleans.
No, New Orleans? Who's the guy that went to Tampa Bay?
Davin. Something Davin Joseph. Oh, wait, no, he's always been with Tampa Bay, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jari Evans. That's what I'm thinking.
It's kind of proven how little I know about guards.
Evans.
Because...
He's
well, Belichick
there.
Once told me,
right?
Mm-hmm. You can always find
a guy.
That's
how a guy like Logan Mankins stays as a every year Pro Bowler because everybody goes, Mankins is good up in New England, right?
I just want to say, Danny in Spain, you've emailed like 14 times today. You're
in Spain. It's beautiful.
You got to stop. You got to stop. Danny, I love your emails, and some of them have been very funny today, but you got to slow down. You got to slow down.
Are Spanish women beautiful? Yeah.
Yeah,
we did that the other day with... Penelope Cruz. And even though
you were trying to find Salma Hayek.
I included the Mexican. Salma Hayek's Mexican. So
Freddie writes in.
Spanish-speaking.
Latino.
Hispanic babes.
Freddie writes, hey, chaps. Hoping the Pats can finish the job today. Would be really nice to see another confident performance and maybe see some of the lesser-known players come up and make some big plays. Slightly off topic, but I was just wondering what you thought about the rumors that Michael Orr is due to be released by Baltimore at the end of the season. Is he the type of player we should be looking at to strengthen the offensive line? As a relative newcomer to the NFL, I find analyzing the skill set of the offensive lineman really tricky, other than size and strength. Can you expand on what the Pats need in terms of player acquisitions to have a better offensive line? Cheer, chaps. Enjoy the game. Go Pats. That's Freddie, a Brit in Denmark.
Well, I think the Patriots' issues would be more interior. I think if you're looking to upgrade, it's right guard and center that you'd be looking to upgrade. They like Sebastian Vollmer at right tackle and Nate Solder at left tackle. And when they're healthy, I think they think they have probably one of the better duos in the NFL.
And they just invested in Vollmer. So,
and will soon invest in Solder.
Yeah, I would imagine, unless the concussion problem is something that continues to be problematic. Michael Orr, to me, has been wildly unimpressive.
I think he's been horribly overrated.
That's good, Andy.
Because he was in a movie about his life.
He was really bad as a left tackle, and he is serviceable at best as a right tackle.
I've been blindsided by his failures, yes. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number for you if you want to jump on board here in the final
Sandra
minutes.
Sandra Bullock needs to kick him in the ass and get him to play better.
Let's go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
Duck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino joins us from the press box here at Gillette Stadium. Eric, I'm just going to ask this question for Andy. We'll get it out of the way. What's the food look like upstairs?
Food looks really good this week, actually. They had, the first time I think ever, they had eggplant. Like fried eggplant, asparagus.
Okay, I'm already concerned because you just used the phraseology they had.
Well, I haven't been down there.
They better
in a couple of hours.
Damn well still have some of this food because I heard the steak tips were good and I heard the dessert display was phenomenal.
Yeah, there was a I believe there was a Yule log.
Yeah, there was a Yule log in there too.
Leave my log alone, but I also heard there was an eggnog cheesecake.
Eggnog cheesecake was the big hit up there today.
Andy doesn't have a Yule log yet, Twig.
Ah, I see what you did there. Let's get to the big question of the day. Based on, you know, we're in a cinder block room down below. I'm hearing it's wet out there.
Kinda, yeah.
Raining hard? Rain. Coming down in cats and dogs?
Well, I haven't seen any felines or...
Pussies and Pedros?
Canines, but... but no, it has been raining pretty steady and harder the last couple of hours. And Freddie Kirsch, meteorologist Fred Kirsch next to me, says that the hard rain
isn't really supposed to come until about 7 o'clock. So the end of the game could be a little tricky.
So now, are you?
The field is really soggy right now. So much so that the logo in the middle of the field, the blue on the Patriots logo, has sort of run into the white border of the logo a little bit, so that it's sort of giving it that white area is a little bit of a bluish tint to it.
Now, are you deeming this a game-changing type rain? Will it affect the game?
I think it might affect the play calling a little bit. Although in warm-ups so far, that there hasn't seemed to be any problem with the receivers holding on to the football or quarterbacks throwing it.
Because you know wet balls can be slick.
Oh, you should know, yeah.
I use fresh balls.
Oh, okay. But no, I think my hope, at least anyway, is that it's a very run-heavy game, where they keep the tackles inbound and that clock just continues to move as quickly as possible.
Now, how about health-wise? We see the injuries come out, and some of us thought it was interesting that Dennard was inactive. Some of us did not.
Did you find him interesting?
Well, he was a game-time decision last week and worked out for a really long time in Baltimore before they finally decided to let him play, but he didn't really play all that much, a few snaps at most.
Five snaps last week, yeah.
And so, no, it doesn't really surprise me all that much that he's out today.
Not surprising, yeah.
No.
Nope. I would agree.
No, it's a great sign.
I would agree.
It's a great sign looking forward.
You know, it's always good to be without two starting defensive
backs.
Maybe
we'll hit the jackpot and we'll get really lucky and Brady won't be able to play next week. We'll have all our starters.
As you can
that'll
see, Eric,
you're in the middle of a Perillo and Bertrand brawl that's been going on since inactives were announced.
Wow. Well,
Beetle doesn't care that starters.
No, it's not. I just don't find it all that interesting when a guy who played five snaps last week is not going to play this week.
So, in other words, Eric just told you,
that's interesting.
He was a game time decision last week, didn't really play, and didn't get better while not playing.
Yeah.
That's not interesting.
He's still hurt.
Yeah, and that's not
hurt.
And that's
no,
not
he's
interesting.
Hurt her.
To you.
Well,
he's
we
hurt her.
We can talk about the impact, but
he's hurt her.
I don't think the injury itself is all that interesting.
Okay,
you know, or that's not interesting. You.
He also has two injuries, by the way. In
yes,
knee and shoulder.
You on no sleep is not interesting.
What do we make, Eric? I know it's a little earlier in the process here, so you probably have yet to see some of the lineups. But I posed this issue to Paul earlier. We know Daron Harmon is likely to slide into the McCourty role.
Yep.
What happens after that when you have all these other safeties that are essentially special teamers who I think you don't really want to play on defense?
No, you don't. And I think as we saw a little bit last week, the guy who would probably get the nod would be Tavon Wilson, just by virtue of the fact that he was out there at the end of the game last week and actually made a nice play, scoring that touchdown at the end. But, yeah, that has to be an emergency situation. Unfortunately, an emergency in this case would be either Daron Harmon or Steve Gregory having to leave the game for any reason.
And we saw Gregory leave the game last week with that little knee scare.
Correct. So, yeah, I mean, they're around the precipice here of having to – what we saw, I think, when was it in the Jets game last year, Harmon and Nate Ebner on the field at the same time?
Yeah, we don't want to see Nate Ebner on the field.
Wilson and Ebner on the field at the same time. We really don't need to see that.
How about the offensive line? Do we get? Yeah. I mean, I know Solder is back, so are we to just assume that the starting offensive line is back and he is ready to go at left tackle?
Well, as you say that, the O line just broke its huddle and they're going to line up now for the offense is finishing their 7-on-7 work, and the O line is going to line up momentarily. So I'm going to try to stall as much as I can here.
Talk slowly.
The information I can.
How
but,
was the eggnog?
The first. The first unit that's going out there has Marcus Cannon at right tackle, as usual, and Nate Solder lining up next to Logan.
There you have it. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Nate Solder to return to the starting lineup at left tackle.
Yeah, what did you expect?
At least in the warm-ups. So, yeah, let's hope that
at least in warm-ups, which I assume, you know,
right.
You practice like you play.
No interest.
They're still fighting.
I can hear it.
Any final thoughts on this game? Are we thinking a relatively easy Patriots win? Thad Lewis not up for the challenge in Gillette?
I don't know. These division games with Buffalo always scare me. I do think the Patriots will win. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think the Bills will keep it close early, maybe at least through the first half, and then maybe they'll realize, what are we doing? It's week 17. We're not going anywhere. Let's get out of here. And they might let up a little in the second half. And I think New England might end up running away with it by maybe 10 points, but yeah, I think they win this game. I don't think it'll be easier or a blowout, though.
All right, Eric, stay dry.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit.
See you. You better have that damn eggnog.
You know how we like to say the Patriots tend to knock some teams really offline? When the Patriots come in for a big game and they beat a team and that really knocks them for a loop. The Houston Texans were 11-1 when they came to town.
Cincinnati Bengals are now putting it on the Ravens.
Yes, pick six.
34-17.
I believe Drake Kirkpatrick. But
oh, Flacco, I got $120 million. I'm going to go to McDonald's, get some chicken nuggets.
The Houston Texans were 11-1 when they came to town for that Monday night game last year. They're 3-17 since.
Yep, and earning just, Bill O'Brien the job.
And just secured the number one overall pick.
And Billy O'Brien can pick among his quarterbacks. I'm rooting for Billy. Billy O, I want him to dominate in Houston. I want him to be the rare Belichick disciple.
Do you ever meet Billy O, Beetle?
No.
Very nice man. Very nice.
Awesome guy.
Fiery.
I've heard that he's a fan of Paul Perillo.
I don't know that's not true.
I'm a fan of him.
Oh. I've also heard he's a fan of Paul Perillo. That's what I've heard.
Did I tell you that?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Because I would hope that no one else would say that. Because that makes me look really bad.
Nope. I've heard he's a fan of Paul Perillo. He likes Paul Perillo. I'm being serious. That he actually enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I told you that story.
Your insight and analysis.
If Cleveland was Josh McDaniels,
yeah, nice compliment for you one day.
Houston was Bill O'Brien, that'd be pretty cool.
34-17 Bengals, so it looks like they are going to lock up at the very minimum the number 3 seed, and we'll see if the Patriots can hold serve and
3 seed
and take care of
and Pittsburgh's still alive.
Well, Pittsburgh is now in need of a San Diego loss, and they will be the winner of the 8-8 Derby. If all 5 of those teams finish 8-8, Pittsburgh would win. There is less than a minute to go in that game. They hold a 20-7 lead. Oh, it's gone
final.
Gone final.
He's
gone
a terrible
final.
Update guy.
Gone final.
He caught his mistake.
So San Diego win and you're in.
Carolina holding on for dear life, right? 21-20?
Yeah, it looks like a 3rd and 9 coming up with a
looks
minute
like a minute 30 to
left.
Go. Oh, it's gone final. That's a quick clock they got there.
Awkward silence. Awkward silence.
You know who usually fills that? The host.
The host. Thought maybe you guys
are you
would
mad?
Do it. Ain't no. About what?
Tired?
I'm tired.
Not really with it today. I'm sorry.
You angry?
Oh no, you gonna ask him because he didn't finish the game. Yeah. Ice up, son.
Ice up.
And the Falcons appear to have come up with a stop to force a 4th down,
wow.
So they may have a chance to go down and kick a winning field goal.
I hate to bring this up in the final minutes, but we should probably have just at least acknowledged that Tom Brady, Logan Mankins, Aqib Talib, and Matthew Slater
Pro Bowl
trips to the Pro Bowl. And I thought there was actually a chance the Patriots could have been shut out, and I don't think it would have been a huge error on the voters.
You know what I really don't find interesting, Paul?
The Pro,
Pro Bowl.
Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
I would agree with
you. I get why players want to be selected because they have bonuses. They also want it on their resume. It's a nice thing for them.
Talib made $500K.
Right, but for the fans,
there's nothing worse than Pro
Bowl.
There's
no value in it.
Pro Bowl snub talk.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, everybody was trying to say that.
If a player wants to say
Jones,
he got snubbed,
Ninkovic.
Like if a player wants to say,
Gostowski.
I got snubbed.
Gostowski's.
I got snubbed, and you know, if you're a safety in this league and you watch Troy Polamalu get into the Pro Bowl, and you're a guy who would have had a lot of financial incentives to make that Pro Bowl, and you get snubbed for him, then yeah, as a player, you have a gripe, but as a fan or a media,
I'm just talking about media discussing the guys who make the Pro Bowl. To me, I find it.
It's a game that nobody cares about, including myself. Not interesting. Not interesting.
See now, Beetle? It took us 2 hours, but we've come
we
to
found
common
ground.
Ground.
It's nice. Feels good.
You guys made up.
Feels good. Any final thoughts?
A pass defense where Flacco just threw it into the official.
Any final thoughts here before we wrap things up?
My final thought is Patriots will have another impressive performance. 2 best games of the season rolling into the postseason, building momentum for what is the second round of the playoffs, as Bill Belichick says.
My final thought will be that we will not have a Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social next week.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good thought.
Week off.
Do we see Ryan Mallett today?
We do not see Ryan.
We do not see Ryan Mallett.
Do not see Ryan.
Give him the wet ball.
Mm. No Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social next week, according to Paul. He thinks Pats are going to get a win and have a bye.
It's not definitive yet. If there's a game, there'll be a pregame social. So don't just assume Paul's right. We'll be here if there's a game.
And he didn't even listen to what I just said. He really didn't.
I rarely do.
Go back and listen to that.
I will never.
I didn't say there was definitively
no show. I'll do that
no
when I'm rewinding it to find where Paul said he would trade Brady for Shaw.
All right, Andy, go eat your food, would you?
Okay, see ya.
855-PATS-500, the phone number. We'll be back in the post game. That's where you jump on board. I'll be back during the post game show presented by Xbox One. Thanks for listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Enjoy the game, everybody. They wanna get my gold on the ceiling.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Pats square off with the Buffalo Bills.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a playmaker and an open. Aaron Dobson on the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop, looking to throw. Pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.